Blog Talk Radio.
Be starting something.
thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, via landline, and on my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, welcome guys to the show. I see a lot of guys are joining the show right now. Welcome to the show. And today's show, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, this is also a special announcement from our sponsor. They wanted me to convey to you guys that if you did do an extension on your taxes back in April, right? Taxes were due April 15th. So if you did an extension, now your extension is about to expire on October 15th. So you need to get your taxes done. If you filed an extension in April, you need to have your taxes done and submitted October 15th. Okay? And so that was their announcement. All right? So again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome. It's pretty overcast today here in the ATL. It's very overcast, as a matter of fact. It was sprinkling just a little bit ago. I was outside doing a few things, and it's sprinkling a little bit here, okay? But that's good. So the flowers, the grass, the trees, everything needs to grow, right? And they need water in order to grow. And that's what keeps everything going. 818-301-5834. Now, before I get into the show, we're going to do the word of the day. I know yesterday I could not get my word to show up, but I do have a word today. Today's word is pullover. Pullover. And pullover is spelled P-A-L-A-V-E-R. Pullover. I thought it was palaver, but the pronunciation looks like pullover. All right? Pullover. All right, pullover is a noun, and it is a long discussion or meeting, usually between persons of different cultures or levels of sophistication. Pullover is a long discussion or meeting, usually between persons of different cultures or levels of sophistication. It's also called, it's also idle talk, okay? And it's also misleading or beguiling speech, beguiling or beguiling speech. An example used in a sentence is, I don't know how you can stand to listen to that pullover, said Rochelle as she switched off the talk show her brother had been listening to on the radio. That's pretty wild. Well, I mean, it's serious. That's exactly what it is. Rochelle said, I don't know how you can stand to listen to that pullover, said Rochelle, as she switched off the talk show her brother had been listening to on the radio. Rochelle, don't shut down the show. Don't shut it down. Please don't. I'm on the air. Don't shut down my show. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in and welcome. Again, now I will be going, every day at 10 o'clock for the next few weeks. Okay. So, I don't know if you guys want to set your phone alarm for that or however you want to do it, but, I will send out show notes still every day. So you'll get that 10 o'clock every day for the next few weeks. All right. Today's episode is entitled, Why Do Women Have to Go Out and Buy Something New in Order to Attend an Event? Why do women have to go out and buy something new in order to attend an event? Now, I wanted to do this because my wife said one of her good friends is having a birthday party. It's on a Sunday, and it's weird because she's having it at a bowling alley. So I guess she likes to bowl, okay? I'm not a big person for bowling. I'll do it if someone invites me to do it or something like that. But I don't really know how to keep score and all this kind of stuff or whatever. But I do know what a strike is. I do know what a gutter ball is. I do know that kind of stuff. And I do know that if you roll your ball and knock down a few pins and leave a few, you have to come back and roll again and try to knock the rest of your pins down in order to get a decent score. I guess that's the way it works, right? Like I said, I don't know a whole lot about bowling, but she's having a party at a bowling alley. She's having a birthday party at a bowling alley on a Sunday. And my wife asked me to go with her. But, I don't know, okay? I don't know if I'm going to go. I don't really know this young lady, but I guess I'm going to have to go. Now, the reason I said that is because I believe, y'all don't say nothing to my wife about it, but I believe that as soon as it's time to, as soon as the party starts to approach, she's going to say, oh my God, I don't have anything to wear to such and such party Sunday. What do you mean you don't have anything to wear? We're going to a bowling alley. Okay? We're going to a bowling alley. But it never fails, right? When we have a party or maybe even a wedding or anything like that where, it may be a lot of strangers around, she wants something new, okay? Have a closet full of clothes, okay? And y'all men know, we got a small section of the closet, and they have a huge section of the closet, okay? The closet is this big, and she has 2/3 of the closet with her stuff, clothes, shoes, whatever, right? Many clothes, many shoes. Now, why do you have to go out and buy a new outfit? And now, get this. I'm not saying never buy anything new. That's not the deal. But what I am saying is, why do you have to buy something new, every time an event comes up? Why can't you use something that you there are clothes in there that's probably hanging that still had tags on them. There are probably shoes in the closet that never even, haven't been worn much at all. Maybe twice. Okay? Maybe twice. And then, they try to baby us by saying, I'm going to go shopping for a new outfit for this party. Do you want something? I'm going to get you something to wear. Hell, I don't need nothing to wear. I've got something. I'll find something. If we're going to a bowling alley, I'll put on a pair of jeans and a pair of shoes and a nice shirt and maybe even a little sport coat or something. And I'm good. Right? Why do women have to go out and buy a new outfit just to go to this event? And then when they buy it, another thing that this steps on my nerves about women, or, you know, I won't say all women, but I'll say my woman, okay? What steps on my nerves about my wife and my girls, they'll go out to the mall and stay for hours, come back with bags, right? And then they start to have a fashion show, and half the stuff they buy don't fit. So they end up having to go back to the store. I got to go back and exchange this stuff. And sometimes they don't even make it back to the store to exchange it. It's still sitting here a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks later. I got to get to the mall and I got to take this stuff back. Come on. Why didn't you try it on before you left the mall? Why didn't you try it on before you left the store? That's why they have dressing rooms. Right? That's why they have dressing rooms at the mall, for you guys to try your stuff on before you leave the store. I mean, they always say, you know, women's stuff fit different from men. You know, you can buy a man a pair of 38 slacks and 38 waist and, you know, 34 long, you know, slacks and take them home, and hey, they fit him perfectly. Okay? If that's his size, right? But they say women, you know, nah, that's, you know, women clothes are made differently. They, you know, they clothes here, there. And, you know, our clothes aren't made the same. That's all the reason for you to try it on before you leave the mall. Okay? That's all the reason for you to try it on before you leave the mall. So they go to they go out and buy something new just to attend an event. And then they may wear it. They'll wear it to that party, right? Look good, I ain't gonna lie. But then it you know, they stick it in the closet and you never see it again. So the next event, we gotta, you know, they gotta go out and buy something else. That's crazy. I don't get it. Why do women do that? And then they go out and buy something, come home with it, didn't even try it on while they were at the store. They come home, they put it on, and it doesn't fit good. I don't like the way this fit around my legs. I don't like the way this fit around my butt. These aren't long enough. Whatever. Come on, man. It drives me up the wall. And then they'll go out to the mall and get some stuff and come home, and they'll come in from the garage, and they try to grab their bags and sneak up the front steps. I may be sitting down in the family room, and they'll come in through the garage and they'll sneak up the front steps and go upstairs, thinking I didn't see them with all the bags. Come on, man. So I don't understand, why do women have to go out and buy something new just to attend an event, when you got hundreds of clothes and you got at least 50, 60 pairs of shoes? You got some shoes, I guarantee you, I can go right now in the closet and grab a pair of my wife's shoes. Look at the bottom of them. That's how you can tell the shoes been worn. Look at the bottom of the shoes. Look at the sole of the shoes. And they look like they just came out of the box. Hardly a scratch on them. Hey, when did she wear these? Stuff in the closet that still have tags hanging on it. Now the next thing you know, they're throwing this stuff out. I can't wear this anymore. I'm gonna give it away to the pickup people. This, to me, that's wasting money. To me, that's wasting money. I know, you know, I may waste money on something every now and then, but not like that. Kids got all these, they got this fetish with shoes. A fetish with shoes. These tennis shoes, these Air Jordans. I mean, what's the deal with Air Jordan? What's so cool about Air Jordan? Just to say you got on a pair of Air Jordan? Who cares? Most of them never even seen Mike, never did see Michael Jordan play, but they want to wear his shoes. How's this the end thing? People getting killed over those shoes. I wouldn't want to wear something that maybe somebody would break into my house and kill me to get them. What's up with that? And then, hey, a new pair is coming out next week. I got to have them. They'll go and stand in line at the store for hours trying to get a pair of shoes. Probably a 60-40, 40 being the 60 being the chance that you're not going to get them. It's probably a 60-40 chance that you're not going to get a pair of shoes. Right? And you guys can go look this up. The last time that they came out with a pair of these Jordans shoes, Michael Jordan made $33 million that day. One day, he made $33 million. What kind of frack-a-knack-a bull is that? I mean, you know, this guy making more money now than he ever did in basketball. He's not playing anymore. He just, people coming up with a design for a shoe, and he say, yeah, that looks good right there. Let's put that into production, and let's go ahead and get it out. He's sitting at home like a fat cat, stacking money. He probably got more money now than he'll ever need in his entire life. His kid's life and his kid's life. You guys continue to go out and buy these shoes for no reason. And you'll stack them up in your closet like crazy. For what reason? For what reason? You know, my daughter's probably got 30 pairs of tennis shoes. From the Air Jordans to the KDs or whatever they call them, the Kevin Durant shoes. Now, you know, my daughter's 13. She's growing like crazy. Not only is her body growing, her feet growing too. So in 6 to 8 months, she can't wear them anymore. So she's got brand new shoes sitting in her closet that she can't even wear anymore. We had a friend to come over and watch the Falcons game with us one weekend, and she had her daughter with her. She's a little bit younger than my daughter. So my wife was like, hey, go up there and see if you can find some shoes. Because she came over and she didn't have any shoes that she could play outside. You know, they were playing basketball in the driveway, all this stuff. She didn't have any shoes, you know, to run in. I'm like, take her up there and get her a pair of shoes. You got 25. So she went up there. This little girl came back with two pairs of they look brand new to me, Jordan, that my daughter gave away to her. And how much are those shoes? $180 maybe? I calculate that at $200 a pop. So she just gave away $400. But she can't wear them anymore. What's the use is it for her? I mean, why do women do that? I don't need 40 pairs of shoes. I need a nice pair of black dress shoes. I need a nice pair of brown dress shoes. I'll do maybe two pairs of sneakers. And some sandals, stuff like that. I don't need 40 pairs of shoes. for what? I put on an outfit, the black shoes would go with pretty much any outfit. I put on another outfit, I could put on some brown shoes with them. I put on some jeans or I have me some shorts or something, put on me some footies. I got a pair of nice tennis shoes I can wear with that. They don't have to be Jordan. They can just be plain old Nike. $69. But why do women have to do this? I don't get it. I fight all the time with my wife about this. Why do you have to go out and buy something new in order to attend an event? Why? And then you only wear it that one time. And don't let it be something that, you know, kind of upscale. Where you need to be a little flashy. Oh my goodness. They definitely have to go out and buy something new then. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Hey guys, tomorrow. I'm going to have a great show for you tomorrow. You watch and see. Join me tomorrow for my show. I got it. You won't believe. Now, before I go, I want to say this. I saw a story just now, just a few minutes ago, right before the show. You're not going to believe this. There's a man in Wisconsin that he's got a disease, and the disease makes him have over 100 orgasms a day. 100 orgasms a day. Yeah, I know this isn't funny, but the guy said he was at his father's funeral, and he was saying goodbye to his dad. And he had 9 orgasms at the funeral in front of family, friends, everybody. Hey, be good.
Let's go.
And, hey, take care of yourself, all right? Frank Williams, I'm over. I'm out.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, hey, the name is Charlie.